This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, just a quick reminder, please go to our webpage, 971talk.com /contests. And you can nominate your favorite first responder. Had a great time at Rock Hill at the police department. We went out there last month, and we will do that again at the end of this month, which is, of course, coming up. We'll be picking a winner, and we'll be honoring the first responder and his or her department. So get on there and nominate your favorite first responder. And GrillmasterTony.com is going to be providing a delicious box of food to feed them lunch. So we appreciate all of the nominations so far, and good luck to you. Let's get to business, please. Nicole Murray, how are you doing?
I'm all right. A little tired, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I know why you're tired, because you are a dedicated college basketball fan, and you stayed up late all weekend watching March Madness, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally. I did. I stayed up late. I'm in a good mood just because my team has survived into the round of 16. So.
Well, good for you.
I know. It's been a while. It's been like 5 or 6 years since we made it this far in the tournament.
2019.
Yeah. Wow. Kim knows that specifically.
I do.
Because she's been giving me grief. She's been silently hoping my team would lose.
Well, I can't give you too much grief considering my team got knocked out in the first round. So there's that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're having some fun.
Sorry.
Yeah. So so what's going on in the business world? Is Tesla stock bouncing back yet?
Not from what I've seen, but let's get to it.
All right.
So futures are sharply higher after reports that President Trump might hold off on some tariffs. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 32, the NASDAQ up 92, the S&P 500 up 4. The editor of Out in STL has bought the brand for $1 with plans to turn the LGBTQ+ magazine into a nonprofit and resume its print edition in June. Former editor and longtime writer Chris Ando recently took over the publication from former Riverfront Times owner Chris Keating. President Trump has awarded Boeing with the contract to build the U.S. Air Force's most sophisticated fighter jet yet, handing the company a much-needed win and boosting its shares. The Next Generation Air Dominance Program will replace Lockheed Martin's F-22 Raptor. Trump, the 47th president, announced the new jet's name, the F-47. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced Segway is recalling about 220,000 of its scooters sold across the U.S. due to a fall hazard that has resulted in user injuries ranging from bruises to broken bones. And got another recall for you. A recall has been issued for Woolite Delicates laundry detergent due to a risk of exposure to bacteria that can cause serious infection. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the voluntary recall applies to more than 16,000 50-ounce bottles of Woolite Delicates detergent that were sold exclusively on Amazon in January. As of Friday, no incidents or injuries have been reported. In recent months, staff across corporate America, from Amazon to Walmart, as well as federal government workers, have been told that their days of working remotely are over. Just 20% of LinkedIn postings are for remote or hybrid jobs, but they're getting 60% of applications on the platform. And finally, mindset therapy reports that talking to yourself might actually make you smarter. A study from Bangor University found that verbalizing thoughts improves focus, speeds up problem solving, and boosts memory.
Wow. So it works, clearly.
It works. Do you talk to yourself?
Of course. I talk to the TV. I was screaming at it yesterday during the Kentucky basketball game, and I know they can hear me.
Yeah.
Does that count as talking to yourself?
No, I don't think so, because you're talking to something. I'm saying you got to talk to yourself so that it's like, oh, great job, Nicole. Oh, thanks, Nicole.
I've heard there are people, when you're not actually out loud speaking to yourself, just internally, that there are certain people who can kind of hear their voice and other people who cannot. Does that make sense?
I think
really?
They can hear what they sound like in their head, but other people cannot. I remember reading that somewhere, hearing that at some point, and thinking it was so weird because I'm one of the people who can hear my voice. Can you guys?
If you're not actually
speaking out loud.
Oh, when
you're talking to yourself, can you hear your voice?
I think so. Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's a weird concept.
I don't think that I've never thought about it that way.
I don't think I had either until someone told me that, and then I really got in my head about it.
Some might argue that I'm not quiet often enough to actually hear that.
Probably true. Your wife might say that, right?
She might.
Oh, that was a good one. Boom, boom.
I'm thinking to myself like "Deep Thoughts" by Jack Handy. I mean, is it supposed to be like you're boosting your morale or your positive thoughts by talking to yourself in your head? I mean, they have medicine for that, don't they?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Haven't you ever kind of had a conversation with yourself where you figure out the solution before talking to anybody else? Just from like kind of talking through it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you know.
Well, there might be a fine line between that and like schizophrenia. But
I think there
would be a benefit to potentially speaking to yourself and kind of pumping yourself up.
Come on, Mark. You can do it. You can get on here and do this radio show.
I mean, they always say like a good athlete sees himself or herself winning the competition or winning that game before they even ever step foot onto the field or the court or whatever they're doing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Visualize success.
Visualize the win.
Is that it? Sounds like a motivational poster or something.
So almost like manifesting it a little bit.
I guess so.
All right.
I guess. All right. All right. Well, Nicole, glad to have you back.
Thank you very
Happy
much.
Happy Monday. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Appreciate that. Nicole Murray there. I don't know. You know, I saw this, not to be a downer here, I saw this sad story. I actually heard it first this morning on Nicole's show, that Mia Love has passed away. She was the congresswoman from Utah, and she was the first Black Republican woman elected to the United States House back in about 2018, I think it was, when she served. And she passed away apparently from brain cancer. Passed away in her sleep from brain cancer. And it doesn't give a whole lot of details other than that. And she was pretty young. I think she was only about 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's really young.
Yeah. Let me look here. No, she's 49. I'm sorry.
Still,
she was in her 40s.
Still,
but still
very young.
Very young. And I don't know how long she's been sick, and I don't know when she left the House. It says she served from 2015 to 2019. So she's been out of politics for 5 or 6 years, and I'm not quite sure what she was doing. But I'm trying to remember if I ever had her on. I remember talking about her a lot when she was in Congress, but I don't remember if we ever got her on the air or not. We'll have to go back and search that because it sounds familiar, and I'm pretty sure that maybe we did at some point.
Did you see the Biden-appointed federal judge also? I think she – no, I'm sorry, was she a federal judge? A federal prosecutor? She was found dead.
I did see it was an attorney for him or something, wasn't
she was in her 40s, like 43, and now they're trying to figure out, I guess, if foul play was involved.
Boy.
There's just so much sadness going on. So much death.
I know. Very
I know
sad.
It happens every day, but it's, I don't know. You just keep reading about it, and it's just really sad.
Well, speaking of things that are sad, apparently Joe Biden made his first appearance since getting booted out of the White House unceremoniously in New York City. He went to see Othello, the opening of Othello on Sunday night.
I take it that's a play?
Yes, on Broadway.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's Othello. So Denzel there's a picture of him.
Denzel and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Was Jill with him?
Yep. Yep. Walking and holding him and steering him around as he smiled vacantly into the camera. What did they put him on for just like one night just to get him out?
Where's he living now?
Pretty major. Well, I'm sure he lives in Delaware. One of his beach houses, probably. But it is weird to me. I mean, that it's just so obvious that there was something major missing there. We all saw it. It took Jake Tapper a little bit longer to realize it. It was just so obvious that something was missing. And now that he's been out of office, you've heard zero from him. For all the criticism and everything that Donald Trump has lodged against him, there's been zero out of Biden or Jill, for that matter.
Wonder if there's someone advising him on that. He did sign with that company, the agent. So is he coming out with a book?
Yeah, it's called The Auto Pen by Joe Biden. That's what it's going to be called. Somebody else will write it. Somebody else will sign it, and they will make money off of it.
Well, that was funny.
No, that was pretty funny, Carl. Thank you. Me crickets on that. It's
this
the truth.
Would have been the third one this break, so no.
Okay, point taken. All right, we'll move on. We'll get to another news coming up next hour. Real or fake? See if Carl can fool enough people today. And a little later, Tom Ackerman. I want to talk about this jerk of a coach for UConn. Did you hear what he did yesterday? So bitter about losing to Florida, and he comes off the floor and starts trash talking the refs. I'll bet the NCAA is going to have something to say about that, and I'm glad we didn't hire him. Let me tell you that. We're going to be back in just a minute.